Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome up here to Kemper Catholic High School. It is the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years of running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Class 2A District 4 final coming up for you here tonight. Kemper Knights hosting the Tigers of South Hart. Jeff Blankman and Doug Waniger with you here tonight. Doug, the Knights coming in playing outstanding basketball. They've won 14 in a row. They're sitting 20-3, number one team in this sub-state. Tell you what, they have been on a roll, but it's been a kind of an interesting week for them. They lose another guy at least for one game.
Yeah, but as most of the listeners know, we lost Griffin Glenn to an ankle sprain last week, or in last game, high ankle sprain. He's going to be out for tonight. So you got basically 40 points sitting on the bench for this team tonight that can't play. But I'll tell you what, these kids haven't pouted about it. Nobody's made any, not crying over spilled milk. They're all going to just say, hey, somebody else is going to have to step. We're going to step up, and we're going to play basketball. So I think you're going to see a really inspired effort from the Kemper Knights tonight.
And the Knights are not the only team missing a player that plays a lot. Joshua Spindler from South Harden twisted an ankle in PE class today.
And he's a backup player for him, but I watched him in film, and he is an inspirational player for them as well. Plays very involved, hustling little guy.
Yep, so he is out for tonight as well. So Knights lose a starter, and South Harden losing one of those key backups. These two teams have met once, and that came in 2024. Kemper picked up an 80-57 victory in that game. Winner tonight will take on the winner of the Gardner Hayfield at Ventura game against Roland Story. Most people expect it be a Roland Story as they come in 17-5 in Gardner Hayfield with just the 9 wins on the season, but they upset Forest City the other night, who is also the top team in that district. So could be potentially Roland Story and Kemper if they advance. The rumors I'm hearing, the game will be played in Marshalltown. That's the rumors I'm hearing, but we will wait and see. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Motors tailgate rolling on here tonight on Kick 106.7. Again, Kemper hosting South Harden tonight in a matchup to head to a sub-state final that will be played Saturday night. We'll wait and see exactly where that location is at, but the rumors that I'm hearing here is that it will be potentially over in Marshalltown. For South Harden, they come in under head coach John Phillips. They're 13-9 on the year, went 9-9 in North Iowa Cedar League. They are 2-3 in their last five games. They beat Woodward Granger in the last round, 67-52. Fell to Appleton Parkersburg 81-57. Edged by Union 78-73. Lost to Hudson in a tight one 58-57. And fell to Columbus Catholic 63-54. For the Kemper Knights under head coach Sean Minahan, they're 20-3 on the year. Went 10-0 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. The Knights have won 14 straight, including beat Manson Northwest Webster mighty handily here the other night, 81-43. They knocked up Creston to end the regular season, 74-49. Prior to that, they blew out St. Albert over at the Casey Center for the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship, winning it 93-64. Down Shenandoah, 73-54, and got by Storm Lake as well, 85-79. In a matchup that night of two teams that were ranked in number one in their respective classes at the time they played. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll get some of Doug's thoughts on this game when we come back after this timeout here on Kick 106.7. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome you back here as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. At Jeff Blankman and at Doug Waniger with you here tonight. Again, Kemper taking on South Hardin to head into the sub-state final coming up on Saturday night. Doug, we were just looking. This looks like, if you look at it on paper, a little bit of a mismatch. Kemper, a much more high-scoring team. They shoot the ball better. They rebound the ball better. They don't turn it over as much. But we know when you get to this point of the season and a team that plays in a conference that has some really strong teams in it, they're not going to go away quietly. And this is a team with a lot of football kids. It's going to be a physical basketball game.
Well, I was looking the other day. You know, they made it to the state semifinal, and they battled against the Central Lions.
Yep.
Yeah, and they only lost 21-7. So, obviously, a very good football team, very good athletes. They've been a little bit up and down this year. You know, they beat Union, which is the team that beat Kemper last year, but they've also lost a couple games that they didn't think they should. But, you know, you look at Kemper's numbers, those numbers are with Griffin Glenn in the lineup.
Right.
So when you take one key cog out, that kind of changes the whole dynamic. It will be interesting to see how Kemper adjusts a little bit tonight. I'm assuming playing a little more through Claire, maybe a little more patient on the offensive end.
Well, and it took them a few games to adjust when Brock left at the beginning of the year, you know, after that Christmas break. And then they got to ship right. And the problem was they were in such a role. Now all of a sudden they've got to tweak things again, and everybody's going to have a little different role. Hopefully it doesn't take them long. I think they should be favored tonight. I think they should be the team that wins this game tonight. But until they get out on the floor with this new lineup, we don't know for sure what it's going to look like.
We don't. And you've seen basketball for a long time, Jeff. The best team doesn't always, usually does, but, you know, a cold shooting night, or maybe a guy gets into foul trouble, a key player gets into foul trouble, you know, like, our top three players, I think we probably have three of the best players on the floor tonight in Ryan, Claire, Bating, and, of course, Dylan Schoen. And, but you never know. One of those guys gets in foul trouble, and that changed the whole complexion of things.
Back with more of our Maggie Motors tailgate starting lineups coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Two Cup Manufacturing, built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carrollsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. Is your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Motors tailgate here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Lank and Doug Wanniger. We're just moments away from getting our Class of 2A District 4 district final underway here tonight with the Kemper Knights hosting South Hardin. Let's take a quick look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for South Hardin, they'll start a 6'3 senior in Preston Dolash, a 6'2 senior in Clayton Cable, a 6'4 senior in Jake Balvance, also a 6'3 senior in Owen Larson, and a 6'3 senior in Sam Benson. So a very senior-laden ball club for South Hardin this year. For the Kemper Knights, under head coach again, Sean Minahan, they're going to be starting a 6'2 junior in Dylan Schoen, a 6'2 senior in Jack Mading, a 6' junior in Teddy Perkins, a 6'5 senior in Ryan Clare, and a 6'2 senior in Tanner Bating. Want to give a quick shout out to Goobs listening to the ball game tonight. Goobs, get better and get back out here over to Marshalltown or wherever Kemper hopefully will be playing coming up on Saturday night. But Goobs, good to hear from you, and take care, Mike. Take care of yourself, bud. And thanks for helping out taking care of Goobs tonight.
So, I wonder if he's sick, if he still gets paid for being the president of football operations for Kemper.
I'm sure he will. So we'll get tip-off coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
To our Mackey Motors tailgate tonight, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We are, of course, coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes feel, recover, and perform. Doug, you were telling me right before the anthem started, a quick start tonight going to be maybe be imperative for Kemper here this evening.
Yeah, I think if they really turn up the defensive screws, get some turnovers, because South Hardin is turning it over about 14 times a game, get out early. You know, South Hardin knows that we're missing a couple of players. That gives them a little bit more confidence, but you come out and show this kid that, hey, it doesn't matter if we're missing a couple of players. We're on it. And I think you might slow their momentum a little bit.
The two guys they're going to have to really key on tonight, the way it sounds, Dolash and Malvance, two guys that can shoot it well. Kemper knows that, and I would not be surprised to see them try to lock those guys down. It'll be interesting to see who they put Dylan Schoen on, who they put Jack Bating on out on the perimeter. Probably their two best perimeter defenders.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we said, we can't get in foul trouble either tonight. You know, we need to play fast on offense, get up and down the court. But once we get into the half court, then be a little bit more patient, take good shots, work through Ryan in and out. Hopefully, I think we can get some good passes and get some good buckets.
Owen Larson going to be jumping things up against Ryan Clare. Kemper in their home white uniforms tonight with the gold numbers on the front back and gold Kemper on the front. It is South Harden in their road black uniforms, and it is going to be South Harden controlling the opening tip as Larson kind of
got his own tip.
Yeah, tipped it a little bit. And there is Dylan Schoen with the steal to start things off. Layup on the other end up and good, and there's that defense that we talked about from Kemper to start things out.
Exactly what we need, a good defense by Dylan jumping that passing lane.
South Harden going away from the mezzanine up here, area up here, left to right across your radio now to start things up. Knights look like they're going in a 1-3-1 zone, maybe. Nope, man-to-man to open things up. Elbow jumper on the way. It's in and out, no good that time from Benson, and the rebound taken out of there by Kemper. That'll be at Tanner Bating.
And that's what Tanner does. He'll get the bounce for you.
Ryan Clare looking to work in, spins against Dolak, spins in lane, runner up, and good, and the Knights lead it 4-0 early.
He created that shot on his own, a couple of spin moves. They wanted traveling, but I think it was just good footwork on behalf of Ryan Clare.
Clayton Cable bringing it up. I think South Harden's going to try and take the air out of this, Doug. They're not going to shoot too quickly, too often, but that time it is Benson working his way in. They'll get him on the board. They trail it 4-2.
Good muscle kid, big strong kid, good football player as well. Able to back down on Dylan Schoen and get the bucket.
Fading over to Clare. Clare with it top of the key now to Schoen. Schoen rolls down the left side. Attack lost it on the way up. We're going to get a reach-in foul. I think that's going to go on Cable, who came over to help. It is. That'll be number one on the 6'2 senior first against the Tigers. And Dylan Schoen going to head to the free throw line. The 6'2 junior shooting 64% from the line this season. And Doug, he's one of those guys that can go off for 30. Doesn't need to try to do that tonight, but he's certainly capable of doing it.
He almost got there the other night. I think he ended up with 27.
27, yep. First free throw, though, is up and no good. Second one upcoming. 6:47 to go here in the first quarter of play. 4-2 Knights right now with the lead. Scored their first two possessions. Was shown getting a layup off of a steal, and then Ryan Clare scoring inside. Benson scored down on the other end. Is shown hits that free throw to get South Harden on the board. 5-2 lead.
Man-to-man defense.
5-2 lead is shown hit that second free throw. Cable gets it over now to Dolash. Dolash will hand it off. Jumper on the way. Three in and out. No good that time. And the rebound taken down by Jack Bating, his first of the ballgame. Bounces it ahead to Perkins. Perkins with it. Backs it out on the right wing. Finds Clare near the elbow. Drives down the right side. Spins. Little fadeaway jumper. He's good at that shot. It's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Benson.
Force that one just a little bit. Give it a little bit more patience.
Benson going to attack. Shot is blocked by Tanner Bating. And a whistle and a foul. Going to go against Kemper. And that is going to be on Tanner Bating, who was disappointed in that call. The 6'2 senior picking up his first. That's going to put Benson at the line. And you saw Benson, he's going to be aggressive going to the rim the way it looks.
One thing I noticed when I was watching film, when they bring that ball up the court, they like to attack the center of that court right away. They'll go right to the hole, and they did that time as he makes the first free throw.
Benson, a 59% free throw shooter, knocks down that first free throw. Second one upcoming. It's on the way. It is up no good. Clare will clear the rebound up for the Knights. Schoen will bring it up, gets it up across half court. And it's picked up by Malvance, drives in and lays it up and in.
Just worked off the screen. Ryan Clare set out high and brushed him off, got his defender lost, puts it up for two.
7-3 Kemper with the lead. Cable again bringing it up. Looks to come off the screen right side by Benson. So they try to run a pick and roll pass. His tip, but Benson comes up with it. They'll kick it back out onto the wing.
They got a mismatch right now because they had to switch off. They got Teddy Perkins on 55 Benson.
Benson's driving in. Pull-up jumper in the lane up. No good. And the rebound tipped around. Cable's going to come up with it. Tanner Bating had it, but it went off his fingertips. They'll work it out of ball vent. Jumper off the left side up. No good. Ryan Clare clears the weak side rebound. He'll push it ahead. He's got numbers. Kick pass right corner to Jack Bating. Bating going to fire up the three up. No good. And the rebound will bound out of bounds. It's going to be Kemper basketball. Excuse me. South Harden basketball.
Kemper needs to be a little bit more patient in the half-court offense. Again, work through Clare, get that easy inside-out action going.
7-3, Kemper with the lead. 5:20 to go and counting in this first quarter. Cable bringing it up. Teddy Perkins will pick him up They'll bounce it over now to Dolash, left side, top of the key. Dolash out to Benson, right side, top of the key. Dolash goes in to post up. Benson works it down the left side. They're going to call him for carrying.
Boy, you,
something
don't,
you don't see it often,
that's
but he
exactly
did.
Exactly what I was thinking. He did carry it.
Yep. I'd like to see that called more. I think you should have to keep your hand kind of on top of the ball when you get it under it. Makes it easy to make a move. Full court pressure coming up here for South Hardin.
They're in a one, looks like a
1-2-1. Yep. And really what they're doing is it looks like Dolash is guarding Schoen all by himself. Everybody else was in a 1-2-1-1. Schoen drives in left side over to Bating. He'll penetrate in off the right side. That Jack. And Jack going to get to the rim. He'll lay it up and in.
Give the assist to Schoen on that. He found Bating cutting to the hole.
9-3. Kemper with the lead. That's their largest here of the ballgame.
That was a good offensive step for Kemper there. A little bit more patience and then worked quickly and got the good shot.
Larson with the basketball. South Hardin kind of holding things out in the half-court circle right now.
Cable
gets it off to the right side. They work it to Dolash. Dolash looking to drive. Ball is lost. Jack Maiden comes up with it. He's layup on the other end is up no good. Rebound tipped around. Teddy Perkins will clear it off to Claire. Claire drives down, gets feet hit to Schoen. Schoen to the left block. Jumper up good.
Great job by Dylan Schoen. Assist to Ryan Claire. Going to be a timeout by South Hardin.
Kemper Knights lead it here by a score of 11-3. The Knights kicking it here early on. We'll step away, take a break. Back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
With the basketball, Benson just near the right elbow, kick out pass to Larson, left side three up, no good. Weak side rebound taken down by Jack Baden. Kemper leading hitter 11-3. Midway through the first quarter, Dylan Schoen all the way to the rim. He'll lay it up and in. Defense didn't do anything to try and shut him down. He's got 9 of the 13, and the Knights in charge here early.
You can tell that South Hardin's going to play that, wants to slow this game down, running the clock down to 5, 6, 7 seconds each possession. But a good defensive set there for Kemper.
Not getting any really offensive rebounds, just the one so far in the game. So the Knights winning that rebounding battle. So the three is up that time is good from Ball Vance. He's the guy that they've got to really be careful.
Teddy's got to get out on him.
That'll make it 13-6. Pressure again this time by South Hardin. Schoen and Bating will break it. They'll get it back over to Jack. Now down to Tanner in the right corner. Back up top to Dylan. Left side, top of the key. Schoen with the basketball. Perkins down here in the corner. Schoen drives in, gets to the rim. Scoop shot up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Benson.
Was a good look there by Dylan. Just didn't get it to go down. And he's going to take it straight to the hole.
Get it over now to Ball Vance. Back to Benson. Three on the way from the right side. Up, no good. Nobody there to rebound but Knight. And Tanner Bating will pull down his second. 2.5 to go first quarter. Knight's on top here, 13-6. Quick shout out to Doug Bass, listening to the ball game down in Arizona. Always good to hear from Doug. Jack Maiden open for three. It's up no good. Long rebound taken down by Schoen. He's in the lane. Dump pass underneath to Claire. Bucket up no good, but he'll tip it up and in.
Yeah, great look there by Dylan Schoen to Tanner, or to, excuse me, Ryan Claire. Ryan Claire working hard on the offensive glass after the miss.
15-6 in favor of Kemper. Just over two to go. Cable Ooh. With it up top. Nearly stolen away. Now is he going to throw it away? He will. And that one's going to be off of Larson. Great defense by Claire to create that turnover.
Yeah, and Perkins to have his hand out there to force that pass out. 2-1-1 left first quarter. Kemper up 15-6.
Dylan Schoen out high on the right side. Works it back over now to Jack. Down to the left corner to Perkins. Inside to Claire. Claire with it, has it knocked away as he's triple-teamed. Back out to Perkins, right side top of the key. Jack drives in. Dump pass underneath to Tanner, out to Schoen, right corner, thrift, good, and it's 18-6 Kemper.
That's that ball movement we're talking about. They made that extra pass.
Inland Joan right now trying to put his name on that Culver's player of the game. He's got 12 right now, 12 of the 18 for Kemper. Larson's pass underneath. They find Benson. His shot is up and good. And we're going to call goaltending, I think, if it didn't go, but it did go for Benson. His second bucket. It's now 18-8.
They're trying to get kind of a trap out there on the top of the key when Kemper brings the ball across.
Jones, skip pass over to Perkins. Now up top to Jack. He'll drive in, throws it through the fingertips of Claire, who thought he was going to go up and shoot it and go out of bounds. And it will be South Hardin basketball. Nash Leonard going to check in now for Tanner Bating for Kemper.
Coach told me, Matt, go with this lineup. Try to get a little bit more size in there. Maybe move Claire out to the perimeter. See if he can take a couple three-pointers.
Leonard, of course, a 6'6 sophomore. Comes in averaging 2 points, two rebounds per game. Cable over to the right side to Benson. Knight sitting in that man-to-man, not coming out real aggressive until they start passing it. Ball Vince back over to Benson.
Oh, Teddy
left side nearly stole it away. Dolash gets it to ball Vince. A jumper off of the backboard up in good. Didn't really want to bank that one in, but it went. And it's an 18-10 lead for Kemper. Claire gets it up across Howard's half court over to Perkins in the corner. Back now out to Jack. Drives into the lane. Runner in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. Benson will come up with it. And now is South Hardin going to run as Kemper had a couple
He's
of guys collide. And Ballvan's going to drive in. Now off to Benson. Benson drives the lane. Pull up jumper from four. A little bit long. Nash Leonard will clear the rebound. His first. Dylan Jones walking it up. Kemper has a chance to shoot the final shot here of the quarter. Over to Jack Bating. Schoen with it. Back to Jack. Back over to Schoen. To Jack in the right corner. They rub Leonard off of a screen. Schoen into the lane. Tough runner in traffic. Up no good. The rebound taken out of there by Dolash. Cable unable to get a shot off of the buzzer. And Kemper, even though they dominate the first quarter, the lead is just 18-10. It feels bigger than that, though, folks. It's 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Basketball. John Blankman, Doug Wanniger with you here tonight. Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network. Well, just underway here in the second quarter. Jack Bating with it. Going to fire up a three left side top and keep that one up. No good. Long rebound and taken down that time by Larson.
They dropped into a 2-3 zone now.
And Doug, South Hardin, it almost appears like they feel like they've gotten through the first quarter and kind of handled that initial rush from Kemper. We'll see how this game settles in as Benson drives in. Kick out past the Cable. He's going to drive in. Up top now to Larson. Larson back off to Cable.
Really trying to slow this game down, shorten it up as much as they can.
10 seconds on the shot clock. We're going to get an offensive foul on Benson on the screen. They're going to call him for a moving screen. That'll be his first in the first here in the quarter against the Tigers.
Kemper needs a good offensive possession here. They haven't had one for a while.
Ryan Clare works it up the right side, looks to attack down to the baseline, gets to the elbow, shot up, or excuse me, to the block, shot up, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Ballman. Now off to Cable.
Another quick possession, no passes, and just took it to the hole. Didn't get a bad look, but again, I think we're in better shape if we get more passes and get the action moving.
Cable over to Larson. Larson bounces the right side, stole it away. Jack Bating coming up with a huge steal. He'll push it down, loses it though out of bounds as he tried to grab that one, Doug, to go up for the shot. It just slipped off the fingertips.
You know, that's a case where, Jack, slow down. It's one on two. Wait for your teammates, set it up, and get a good shot.
18-10 Kemper, minute 10 here into the second quarter, and neither team has scored as we've had some turnovers here in the ballgame.
We don't want to let these guys hang around and get back into this game. We've got to have better possessions on the offensive end.
Cable will work it up, working against Perkins. They feed it inside to Benson. He'll get to the rim and lays it up and in. And Doug, Benson's extremely physical. That's the one thing I've definitely noticed.
But he's just strong.
Yep, athletic and strong, yep. Schoen over to the right side to Tanner. Back up top to Schoen. Schoen penetrates in, attacks the rim, and the layup's up in good.
Schoen with 14 points in the ballgame. They can't account for him. So slithery smooth as he gets to the middle.
And it doesn't seem like anybody wants to step in and take a charge.
Yeah, it seems like they should be able
yep.
to, too.
Yep. Went right down the middle of the lane and just finger rolled that one on a double clutch. Nice catch by Larson, but Ryan Clare blocks it clean up top. They're going to say he got him with the body underneath. That'll be number one on Clare, team foul number one on the Knights here in the quarter.
I'd beg to differ on that one, but they call it a foul, so fortunately it's his first foul of the game.
Owen Larson, the 6'3 senior at the line, 53% on the season. The free throw on the way is up and good.
How come these 53% free throw shooters make all of them against us?
That I don't know.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. Second one upcoming. It's on the way. It is up and good. You got to wonder if maybe the averages that they have on Bound aren't accurate. 20 to 14. Now lead down to 6 as Dillon again drives in. Kick pass out to Perkins. 3 on the way from the left side. Top of the key. Rattles in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's a loose. Tanner Bating will pull it in. His third off to Schoen. Gets to the rim right side. Now gets in front of the rim and lays it up and in.
Again, he just gets to the middle. Nobody really challenges him. He just goes up and over him for his 16th point in the game. 22 to 14, Kemper.
5:35 to go here in the first half. Cable with it up top. Works it over on the right side. Now dribbles down the right side. Nearly lost it. Kicks it out to Benson. Benson will drive in the lane. Kick pass back to Cable on the right baseline. Brings it out on the wing. Now to Ball Vance. Ball Vance will fade away three on the way up. No good. Weak side rebound is Schoen. His second of the ballgame. He'll push it ahead. Finds Clare. Nope. Larson steals it. Into the hands of Cable. Good save and steal that time by Larson for the Tigers.
Kemper getting a little sloppy on the offensive end.
Benson, nice crossover dribble, misses the layup. Clare will clear the rebound. Tried to finger roll that one over the front and just left it on the front of the rim. It fell off. Clare was there to clean it up.
Kemper might have got by with a foul there.
Fading. Jack over now to Schoen. Pump fake again. Looks to drive. A little Euro step. The layup's no good. The rebound taken down that time by Dolak.
Stop him. He's going to the hole.
Vance is going to drive. Kicks it back out now to Cable. Cable going to penetrate down to the baseline. Kicks it off now to Dolesh. Underneath Benson and Lamp misses it. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and this time lays it up and in.
Good. Good ball movement by the Tigers on that play. And now they're back in that 1-2-2. They haven't really got any turnovers from Kemper yet, but they're getting near travel.
And they're slowing the tempo down a little bit. Nice flip pass from Clare to Jack Bating. And Bating will lay it up and in. We're going to get a timeout called by the Kemper Knights. Timeout on the floor. Knights lead it right now by a score of 24-16. We'll step away, take a break. Back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Two Cup Manufacturing, built strong, backed local.
Right now, Kemper, Doug, midway through the second quarter, but this game's kind of been kind of ugly in a way.
Well, it's they played us even from the start. We got out early, and now it was 11-3, and it's been 8 points, 6-8 points ever since then.
South Harden making some substitutions. Checking the ball game is Adrian Valderas. Cable with it over on the left side.
Again, they're slow, very deliberate on their offensive set.
Knights stay man-to-man. They work it to Dolash. He'll go up on the block, misses the shot. And the rebound to Clare, his fifth of the ballgame, ahead to Perkins. Perkins slows it down. Kick pass now over the head is Schoen and into the South Harden bench. The turnover will give it back over now to South Harden.
Teddy, got to just be a little bit more careful on that.
Yeah, just threw it a little bit too high. Had Schoen.
Did the right thing in slowing the ball down because he didn't have a shot. But
Cable will work it up the middle of the floor. Now works it towards the left side. Picked up there by Perkins. is back to Dolesh. They'll find Vincent at the free throw line. In up over Clare. Shot no good. Jack Mading with his third rebound. Long pass. Tip stolen away. Coming out of there with it is it Jake Ball Vince.
Kipper's just been sloppy on the offensive end tonight.
And now Ball Vince gets to the free throw line. Cut off. Gets it back out to Cable. Try and set to check in for the first time here tonight for the Knights. Adrian Ball Vince now on the left side. Looks to drive in. Cut off. Feeds it underneath the Dolesh to Benson. Benson goes up. Misses it. And the rebound taken down by Clare. Ahead now to Dylan Schoen. He's going to go up over Cable. Count the basket. He'll draw the foul and get himself to the free throw line.
It'll be assist to Ryan Clare on that. But they have a really nice inside passing game between their two players.
I tell you what, two things right now. Kemper lucky that Dylan Jones playing the way he is on the offensive end, and also lucky on the other end that they can't seem to buy a basket at the rim because they've been missing a lot of shots at the rim down on the other end.
Yes, they absolutely have. Of course, we've missed a few on our end as well.
Right, but
Kemper got their biggest lead now of 10 points. But boy, it just doesn't feel like it. It feels like they're right there next to us.
26-16 our score right now. Schoen at the line, a 1-of-2 tonight, 64% on the season. And the free throw on the way. It's up and good. That'll extend the Knights a lead now to 11.
Kemper Old really
fashioned three-point play.
Turn up the defensive pressure and then figure out those switches when they're passing that ball inside.
Ball Vince with it. Gets it over now to Benson out high on the right side. Benson looking to drive. They've got Tanner Mading on him. And now the pass tipped by Dylan. Schoen with good defense, but Larson will pick it up. Now to Adrian Ball Vince. Ball Vince drives in. Bounce pass underneath. The shot is blocked by Clare. And the rebound taken out of there by Clare. He has been huge inside here tonight.
I got him six on the boards tonight.
Yep. Kick out pass from Clare to Schoen in the corner.
We'll see some patience, Knights.
Schoen with it. Works it up top now to Jack. Jack drives in. Kick out pass to Schoen. Wide open right wing. Three up. No good. And the rebound is that one bounced around a couple of times to Larson. They'll work it ahead. Ball Vance out in front in the back. Gets it off to Adrian Ball Vance. And the layup's up in good.
They had a really, really effective at passing the ball on those short passes inside.
27-18 now, Kemper. Trying with it up top to Jack. Jack back over to Trying. He's going to fire up the quick three. It's in and out, no good. Benson with the rebound. He'll look to push. Drives it ahead. Bounce pass off, and layup is up, no good. The rebound to Larson. Put back, no good. Larson gets his own rebound. Spins into double team. Goes up. Shot blocked by Clare, who comes up with the rebound. Clare with three blocks here tonight. Kick pass over to Schoen. Schoen with it right corner. Gets it back out to Clare. Clare looks to drive in. Goes up in traffic. Shot up no good. And an offensive foul going to go on Ryan Clare, his second. That's a big one.
Yep.
You sit him here the rest of this quarter.
Yes, they are. They're going to bring Nash Leonard in. You can't afford to have him with three fouls. But again, we've just got to be more disciplined on the offensive end. We're getting too assertive. Got to back it off a little bit. Look for better shots.
Minute 44 to go. Ryan Clare going to go to the bench. He's only got 4 points here in the game, but 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocked shots so far. Ball Vince with it. Gets it now to Benson. Attacks against Leonard. And he is going to travel with the basketball. Good defense that time by Nash Leonard. And you can hear the Kemper student section now getting into this one.
Yeah, and they need to. You know, the crowd over here for South Harden's pretty loud.
We're going to get a quick substitution. Preston Dolesh going to check into the ballgame. He'll check in for Garrett Anderson, a 6'3 junior, had played the last couple of minutes. So the Knights will get it. South Harden going to sit up in a 2-3 zone. Knights leading the Tigers right now 27-18.
Doesn't matter if we run 18 or 20 seconds here. Let's get a good shot.
Dylan drives in, gets in the lane, pull-up jumper up in, good.
Wow, Dylan's got 21 points. Made that one look easy again.
Lead back to 11 at 29-18. Ball Vance brings it over. Jack Mading nearly gets the steal. Gets to the free throw line. Feeds it to Benson. He'll drive in. A little finger roll off the glass. Up in good.
Good switch by Nash Leonard, but nobody picked up Benson when he was driving down the lane.
29-20. 57 seconds to go here in the half. Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Trying firing up another three. That one up in good.
Assist to Dylan Schoen. You know, that's one thing. Trying to hit those shots.
Takes it quickly as well. The Knights now with their largest lead.
Good defense there by Jack Mading.
Adrian Ball Vance drives in, lost it, but he's going to be fouled on the play. Let's see who that goes on. That's going to go on Jordan Tryon. And it's going to be number one on him. And just the third foul against the Knights here in the quarter, 37.8. Doug Fischels have done a nice job of kind of letting these two teams play here tonight.
Yeah. Again, I thought maybe we were going to get the block on that, but he did get the arm and call the foul. Now, keep your feet, Nash.
Jumper from Dolash, right elbow. It's up, no good. Jack Mading pulling down another rebound, his fourth.
Let's go for the last shot. We'll
bring it
up.
They'll get it. Up top, Dylan Jones going to hold it. Shot clock is off. 21 seconds remaining. Back into Mading. Up top to Schoen, down to 11. Over to Tryon, three on the way up, no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Kemper basketball. They're going to say it went out of bounds off of Jack Balvance.
Good hustle over there by Tanner Bating to create that extra possession.
Knights will have 5.3 seconds to work with. They'll inbound over in front of the parent section over there. They get it into Schoen. Schoen looking to drive. Spins around Benson. Gets in the lane. Scoop shot up. Good. At the buzzer, Dylan Schoen with a huge first half. He's got 23 of the Knights, 34 points. And Kemper is going to take a 34-20 lead into the halftime. We'll step away, take a break. We've got the first part of our halftime report coming up next right here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. Is your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
That show here tonight, brought to you, of course, by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Kemper closing out the first half, Doug, on a 10-4 run. Made what felt like a really close game. You said it even feels like a 6-7 point game at halftime. I felt with that run late, it didn't feel so tight anymore. But, man, that first half, even though you felt like Kemper was in control, just never felt safe.
they'd come down and get a layup, and then they'd get another layup. Next thing you know, it was a close, you know, 5 or 6 point ball game again, but it just felt closer to that. But boy, what a big night for Dylan Schoen, really stepping up.
What
doing
has he
a lot
done
of that
well?
What's that?
What has he done well?
Oh, he's cut to the basket. He's recognized where the openings are at, slithered through them, and just gotten himself in a good position. And they're all good shots, too. I think he's probably shooting, what, maybe
85% 10, from
10
the field.
10 for 12, 10 for 13, something like that.
Ryan Clare, nobody else really scoring. He's got 23 of their 34, so you got every other player is combined for 11 points. But Ryan Clare blocking shots, defending, has also done a nice job helping him bring the ball up and is distributing the basketball very well.
Yeah, just don't worry about your points. Just, you know, go in there and take what they give you, and if it's not there, pass it around. We can use a little bit more time off the shot clock now because it doesn't hurt to run a little bit of clock either.
Do you think Kimber's handled the fact that South Harden really wants to slow it down a lot? Have they handled that pretty well?
I think they have. I think their defensive pressure's pretty good. I mean, you look at the scoreboard, they've only got 20 points, so you can't complain about that. Like you said, they missed a bunch of bunnies, but part of that is because you're playing pretty good defense inside as well.
So the Kemper Knights lead it here 34-20 in halftime. We'll have a look at our first half numbers coming up after this timeout here on Kick 106.7. We'll also get you some scores from around the area.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Motors halftime report here, of course. It is Kemper up 34-20. Getting some updates here. Mason Eland on a night off is sitting here updating us with scores from all around the state. The other game that we're couple of them that we're paying attention to. Roland Story up on Garner Hayfield Ventura, 36-21 at the half. The winner here plays the winner there. So as we kind of anticipated, if Kuemper holds on, they'll get Roland Story. Coon Rapids Baird up 45-26 at half up at Carroll High against Audubon tonight. If they win, they would take on the winner of Boyden Hall. And a Galen Catholic Boyden Hall right now leading that one 25-17 at the halftime. You've got Tri-Center, Western Christian, and Unity Christian right now all trailing at the halftime of their games. Let's take a quick look at our stats here, unofficial stats in the first half for South Hardin. Adrian Balderas with two, Jack Malvance with five, Owen Larson with two, and Sam Benson. Doug has been doing all of their scoring. He's got 11 there, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. For Kuemper here, you've got Dylan Joan with 23 points. You go 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. You've got Jack Bating with 4 points. You go 4 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals. You've got Teddy Perkins with a rebound. You got Ryan Clare, 4 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. You've got Jordan Tryon with 3 points. Nash Leonard with a rebound. The Knights 2 of 3 from the free throw line in that first half of play.
Yeah, Kemper's going to need somebody else besides Dylan Schoen to step up this half. I think it's important, again, like we started the game, yep. We started fast. I think we come out and start fast. Don't let these guys back in this game and get confidence that they can play with us. They're going to have the ball to start the half.
You and I were talking. We think that South Hardin will do something to try and slow Schoen down here in the second half. What does Kuemper do to try and slow Benson, or are they not worried about his 11 points and his aggressiveness in the first half?
Well, one thing I notice, he does like to push off a little bit and lead with that right arm when he's driving that direction, so maybe if we can get a draw foul or something like that on it, but just play good physical defense, try to keep him away from the hole.
Tigers with the basketball, and then we get a steal on the first play, just as we did the first half of the play. Jack Maiden comes up with a steal. This time the ball going to be tipped out of bounds by South Hardin. First to start the ball game, Dylan Joan got a steal and a layup to put the Knights up 2-0. So Kuemper will have it up 34-20.
Cracks third steal. Yep. In that situation, we had a 3-on-1, but we had the ball on the right side. Try to get it to the middle and redistribute it a little bit.
I think they're checking to see here. The shot clock is sitting at the 35. Now it's going to be moved down to 32. So they're going to say after Jack got the steal and the ball came down, they're going to take 3 seconds. Let's see if they change that up some, Doug. I'm wondering if they might take it down to about, nope, they're going to go ahead and go with 32 seconds.
Yeah, he didn't have it for very long, so.
Ryan Clare with it. Lob pass over to Perkins. Left side top Diggy down to Jack in the left corner. Back over to Perkins.
Jack likes that three-pointer over there.
They get it to Schoen. Baseline jumper along, and the rebound taken down by Balvance. They'll push it up for South Hardin.
One of the first bad misses that he's had. All the rest of them, he's been right on target.
Up top to Cable. Cable with it. Back over now to Dolash. Dolash working in against Tanner Bating. Step through move. Shot up no good. Ryan Clare with another rebound. Kick ahead. Jack Bating will track it down. Gets it to Perkins. Left wing three up. In and out. No good. There's Clare for the rebound. Put back. No good. But he's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. And that's going to go on Dolash. That'll be number one on him.
Ryan's been a little bit quiet on the offensive end tonight, but he had an offensive rebound early for 2 of his points, and hopefully he can get a couple of free throws here.
Clare, a good free throw shooter, 62% on the season. He'll go behind the back with his pre-shot routine. That one is up and no good. 0-1 tonight. See Chloe Cook and some of the Carroll girls sitting down here. Some of the ESAC boys basketball team down to the right as well. These games, Doug, always bring people out to the gyms.
Yeah, well, they know it's going to be a good basketball game.
Yep. Second free throw coming up. It's on the way. It is up. It is in and out. No good.
There's
right
Tanner Bating.
Tanner Bating for the rebound. Now working back up to Perkins. Now over to Jack. Long three on the way. Left wing. In and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. It's tipped into the hands of Tanner Bating. Schoen kept that one alive. Dump pass from Schoen under Jack, and the layup's up and good.
Great job, Dylan Schoen, getting the offensive rebound, but a really good job by Teddy Perkins finding the opening in there, too.
We've got a timeout called by South Hardin. 36-20 in favor of the Kuemper Knights here early in the third quarter. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents. Fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender Bender, the Collision Center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Kemper up 36-20, their largest lead here in the ballgame. Gable with it, finds Dolash into Benson. He's going to be double-teamed. Benson in lane, feeds it back to Dolash. Dolash drives in, shot up, no good. And a whistle and a foul going to go on it. Dylan Schoen, that'll be number one on him. Again, the first foul against the Knights here in this third quarter.
That interior passing game they have is really effective. Dylan just got him a little bit on the arm.
Preston Dolash, the 6'3 senior at the line. First trip for him there tonight, 54% on the season.
That means he'll make them both.
Free throw on the way up and no good. After a good start, really, for both teams at the free throw line, everybody kind of missing them to start this second half.
Yeah, Kemper, as a good a basketball team as they are, that's one of the things that they've struggled with all year is free throws.
Free throw up in good that time from Dolash. 36-21, pressure nearly stolen. Tanner Baden gets it ahead to Perkins, inside to Jack. Jack with it down below the left block, kicks it back out to Perkins, three on the way up, no good. Rebound taken down that time by Dylan Schoen. And we're all going to be knocked out of bounds. We're going to get out of bounds off of South Hardin. It'll stay with Kemper.
Again, Kemper really cold from the three-point line tonight. They're not going down. We're getting a good inside looks. Let's work the ball a little bit more and get those two-pointers.
Baiting Jack the inbound on the baseline. Finds Schoen down in the right corner, about 16 feet away. Lobs it to Claire on the block. Back out to Schoen right corner. Looks to drive. Caught off by Dolash. Bob pass up top. Nearly stolen by Larson. But Larson going to run into Tanner Baiting, who did a good job, Doug, of coming to the ball. And Owen Larson will pick up his first. And that'll be the first team foul against, or second, I should say, against the Tigers here in the corner.
Yeah, it's going to reset the shot clock, but a little bit of a lazy pass from Kemper. The South Hardin team's not going to quit. They're going to keep playing defense. They're competitors.
Perkins over to Schoen on the right wing. Up top now to Tanner. Left side to Jack. Down to the left corner to Perkins. Back up to Jack. Jack back over to Perkins. Pump fake. Didn't take the shot. And now we get a whistle. And the 3 seconds going to be called against Tanner Baiting.
I saw that play that called once about 4 years ago.
I've seen it a couple of times this year, but kind of like the carry. You don't see it very often.
Yeah, but we got to be conscious of it. Kemper not having, only 2 points here to start the half.
36-21. Cable with it, brings it up, bounces it now to Dolash on the right elbow, looks inside for Benson on the right block. He'll take it underneath the basket, picks up the dribble, finds the cutter down the lane. That is a ball. That shot is up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Dylan Schoen, his fourth of the game. Schoen off down to Jack. Left side to Claire, three on the way, short. The ball, Vance will clear the rebound.
Those are not the kind of possessions Kemper needs right now.
Ahead to Dolash, and the layup's up and good on the other end. Lead is still 13. Jack drives in, kick pass now off to Schoen. Schoen spins, picks up the dribble, ball knocked away. Jack will pick up the loose ball, feeds it to Schoen. And we're going to get
a timeout
called to my head coach, Sean Minahan. Timeout on the floor. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Each team right now with 3 timeouts remaining. Dylan Schoen up, no good. Jack Baiting comes down with a rebound. He'll dribble it out on the right side. Brings it out on the wing. Doug and I were just talking during the break. Doug, neither one of these teams shooting it really, really well here tonight.
Don't force it, Ryan. There we go.
Claire triple teamed on the left block. Gets it to Perkins. Skip pass right side to Schoen. Schoen penetrates in. You know, skip pass down to the left corner to Perkins.
15 seconds on the shot clock.
Back over to Perkins. Now to Jack. Jack with it. Off into the hands of Tanner Bating. Over to Schoen inside the right block. He's going to be bumped and fouled. That'll go on Preston Dolash, and that's going to be his second and the third against South Hardin here in the quarter.
That's exactly what Kemper needs to do. Run a little bit of clock, but work and get the good shot. The three ball isn't going. You're up 13.
Jack lobs it up top to Schoen. He'll catch it just behind the three-point line. Over to Tanner, right. Left wing three up. Good.
There we go. We finally got a good one, but we worked him out a little bit on offense that first time and tired him out a little bit. Got a good open look.
Ball Vance gets it inside to Benson. They work it back out now to Larson to Cable. They'll reset. 22 on the shot clock. 4:22 to go third quarter. 39-23 Kemper. Benson with it back over to Larson. He'll fire up a three right side top of the key. No good. Ball going to go off the fingertips of Tanner Bating and out of bounds. And it'll stay with South Hardin. They'll have 13 seconds to work with on the shot clock.
Good defensive possession, though, for the Knights. Good job of switching off.
Spread four on the Blazers. Lob it into Dolash, left side, top of the key. Dolash will hold. Gets it now out to Benson. Benson looking to drive against Schoen. Crossover dribble. Gets in the lane. Little flip shot up and good.
Good strong player. Nice strong move.
And I'm surprised in a way that Kemper hasn't figured out that every time he drives, he starts right and then does that little crossover dribble to come back to the left. Blair with it. Spins in the lane. Nice move to get in front of the basket and lays it up and in.
Good move by Ryan Clare. Kemper, you got to get back on defense.
And now a shot on the other end up in good, as you heard.
Lucky
Doug
we didn't get a foul there.
Back defensively. 41-27. Jack off to Perkins. Back over to Jack. They'll break the full court pressure. Down to Schoen in the left corner. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Knights up right now, 41-27. Jack drives to the free throw line. He can travel with the basketball. Got going just a little bit too quick.
Oh, I thought they were going to call a kick on there.
He came to a kind of a running chop stop with his feet.
Didn't see that.
Yep. That's where I always talked about coming to that jump stop. Cable will bring it up, works it up across half court. Comes off a screen by Benson, works it right side, flips it out to Larson. Larson gets inside the free throw line, out to Benson on the right wing.
Get a hand on his face.
Dolash flashes in the lane, catches it inside the free throw line, spins to the left side of the rim and lays it up and in.
Close as they've been in a while, down to 12, but again, they just keep knocking on the door.
41-29, as Doug said, they're not going to probably go away and quit in this one. Jack Mating attacks off the right side. Ball stripped away by Ballvin, who comes up with a block shot and the rebound. He'll work it up the left side of the floor.
Not the shot we wanted to try right there.
Dump pass underneath the Benson. Shot is up in good on the reverse layup.
Might be a good timeout opportunity here for Kemper. The lead's been cut to 10, but again, a little bit sloppy, careless on the offensive end.
Perkins with it, now finds Claire, drives in on Dolash, shot up no good, a little bit off balance, wanted the call, but he stumbled on that one. Now nice strip by Bating, ahead to Claire, and he's going to lay it up and in.
Good job, nice steal, and by Dylan Schoen, steal and assist.
That was actually Jack Bating, now ahead to Ball Vance, layup is up no good, but the whistle of foul, going to go against the Knights.
I think that's going to be on Ryan Claire, that'll be his third foul. No, on Tanner Bating.
Yep.
Well, that's a good, better than on Claire.
That'll be number two on Tanner Bating. Heading to the free throw line is Jake Ballvance, the 6'4 senior. First trip there tonight, 65% on the season. Free throw on the way up, bounces around the rim and falls in. Try and checking in now for Jack Bating. 43-32.
Letting them hang around a little bit. We've got to take good care of the basketball on the offensive end.
Second free throw up, good as well.
Now, we've lost one of our ball handlers, so we got to be a little bit careful. I'm surprised they dropped out of that full-court press.
Schoen over to Perkins, out behind the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. Back to Schoen, to Tanner in the left baseline. They'll work it right side now to Tryon. Inside on the block to Tanner, back out to Tryon. Corner three up, no good. Rebound taken out by Benson.
That's
knocked away by Schoen.
Kemper.
It's going to be off of Schoen, and it will be South Hardin basketball with a minute 54 to go here in the third. And the Knights up 43-33. Yeah.
This is the closest they've been with the basketball, a chance to get it down to 8 or 7 with a three-pointer.
Right. Claire's got that left arm just kind of dangling as he's running down the floor. Don't know if he took a shot in the elbow or what. Cable with it over on the left side. Picks up the dribble, gets it to Benson on the block. We're going to get a reach in foul on Schoen. That'll be number two, I think, on Dylan Schoen.
Not a bad foul there. It's only the third foul tipper on the quarter, and if he'd have maintained that possession, probably would have been an easy bucket.
Yep. So they'll inbound now on the baseline.
Watch that tricky inside passing that they do.
Inbounds pass comes the ball. Vance, his three is up no good. Rebound is taken down by Cable into Dolash. Dolash goes up and scores that time over Claire. Just kind of waited him out on that one. And all of a sudden, we've got an eight-point game at 43-35. Ryan Claire spins, little shot up, flips up, and good.
Just a Teddy Perkins. Nice move by Ryan Claire inside.
And Claire kind of taking over on the offensive end underneath the Larson shot up, no good. The rebound ripped down that time up by Tanner Bating, his sixth of the ballgame.
Kemper's got to have a good offensive possession here.
Perkins over to Claire, inside now to Tanner. Kick pass up to Perkins. Over to Schoen on the right side. Schoen will back it out. Dylan has not scored here in the third. At 23 at half, still at 23 right now.
Minute left here, third quarter.
Dylan looking to drive. Kick pass over to the right side to Perkins. Three on the way. It is up and good.
That's a big shot for Kenny for his confidence. And yep. For the Knights, put him up now 48-35. Get that lead back to 13.
Huge three that time for Teddy Perkins. The assist is shown. I've got him for five of them.
Somebody's got to drop over and help him because he's going to come.
Benson spins in the lane. Goes up between Claire and Schoen. Shot up no good. Tanner Bating, seven rebounds on the night. Schoen will bring it up. Looks to penetrate in. Gets to the rim. Little flip up. Good.
There he got his. I think that's his first basket this quarter.
Yes, it is.
20 seconds and Kemper gets that lead within just a few seconds back up to 15.
13 seconds to go here in the third. Cable with it up top. Working against Tryon. He'll come off the screen. They'll switch with Schoen on him. Bounce pass inside to Dolash, stripped away by Perkins. Claire with the rebound, the head to Tryon, not able to get the shot off. And the third quarter will come to an end with Kemper a little 5-0 flurry, excuse me, a 7-0 flurry. And they'll take a 50-35 lead into the fourth quarter. That's the fourth quarter. It's 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
Kemper up 50-35. We head to the fourth. Roland Story's lead cut to 42-35 after three. It is right now Unity Christian leading West Lyon 54-53. And Boyd Knoll on top of Galen Catholic 40-31. Heading to the fourth quarter. We'll try to get you an update on that Coon Rapids Baird and Audubon game that Nick Brinks is calling over on Kay Carroll. Knights with the basketball to start the fourth. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame, Dylan Schoen.
Wow, what
another
a drive,
drive and layup.
What a drive, Jeff. Biggest lead now, 52-35, up 17.
And he has taken this game over here in the last couple of minutes of the third quarter, now here to start the fourth.
Great defensive
ball
help there by Claire.
Trapped down in the corner. Good job by Claire and Perkins off to Benson. Jumper from just inside the free throw lines up in good. He's got 17 here on the night.
Benson's a good-looking athlete, nice player.
Yes, he
and
is.
Now
and
a turnover
by Ballvance and Jack Bating. Going to reach in and foul, and that is number one on him.
Good foul there by Jack Bating. Teddy with just a little bit of a sloppy pass.
Can't do that against this team. And can't do that, really, as you continue your run through the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. They've just cut the lead to 15, and, you know, they've made little runs at us.
Benson, baseline jumper. It's partially blocked. Claire, I've got him now for 12 rebounds here in the ballgame. He'll get it off to Jack. 7:05 to go here in regulation. Knights up right now by 15, 52-37. Schoen with it. Over to Jack on the left wing. Down to the left block to Tanner. Back up top to Schoen.
Good job by
right
Dillon.
Right side to Perkins. Back to Schoen. Over to Perkins right side. Up top to Schoen.
They're sitting back in that zone. Just let them sit back there and run 30 seconds off.
Schoen over to the left side. Baiting shot blocked by Ball Vance. That'll stay with Kemper, but they're going to have Doug just 4 seconds to work with.
Yeah, they got to be really aware of what's left on the shot clock.
Dolash and Larson will check in. As Anderson and the other Ball Vance, Adrian will check out of the ballgame, or Balderas, Adrian Balderas.
Jack will be taking the ball out, looking throw it to Teddy, and then back to Jack for the shot.
Jack penetrates in, tries to kick it out, finds Tanner Baiting, three up, no good. Dillon Schoen, though, with the offensive
smart
rebound.
Play by Dillon
Schoen. And they'll kick it out to Jack Baiting, three on the way up. Good! Jack Baiting knocks it down at 55-37. The assist is Schoen. Is his fifth there in the ballgame. Make that sixth.
He's really filling up the stat sheet tonight. Going to be a foul on the floor.
Benson drives in. Going to be fouled by Dillon Schoen. That'll be three on Schoen. Schoen right now. It's got to be Doug, our leader for our player of the game.
27 points. I got him with seven assists. You said you had him with five?
I've got him with six.
Six?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, six assists and five rebounds as well. The inbounds pass comes to Balderas. His three is up and good. Excuse me, that's Ball Vance.
Cuts it back down to a 15-point lead, just getting down to that six-minute mark.
Largest lead Kemper had was here a moment ago, 18. Ryan Clare with it, works it down on the right side, picks it up, gets it off now to Tanner Baiting, up top to Perkins, over to Schoen. Schoen will drive in, kick pass back up top to Perkins, he'll back it out.
Good job at Kemper running a little clock.
Schoen goes inside to Tanner Baiting, push from behind on Dolash, and that is going to be number three on him.
He's a big physical player, so when he bumps somebody, they're going to feel it. Nice thing is it resets the shot clock for Kemper back down to 35 seconds.
Inbounds pass comes in to Clare. Clare with it off to Perkins. Over to Jack Baiting. Three up. Good!
Teddy Perkins, he came off that screen off the baseline and just squared up and knocked it down.
And that is why shooters keep shooting. Jack Baiting has now stretched that lead to 18. Dolash looks to drive in, bumps into Baiting. He'll go up over the top of Tanner. He's going to lay it up and in. We've got a timeout on the floor called by South Harden. Knights in control here in the fourth, up 58-42. They're probably going to have to come out of that zone. We'll talk about it when we come back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Here over South Harden up 58-42, 5:19 to go. After three, Coon Rapids Baird leading Audubon 60-38. That one over on 93.7 KKRL. The winner of that one plays Saturday, probably more than likely against Boyden Hall, who is up at the halftime as well. That game going to be up in Sioux City. Knights with the basketball. Dillon Schoen will get it over to Jack Baiting. Now break the pressure down to Tanner Baiting. Now off to Clare just outside of the left block. Spins into the lane. Double team comes, and we're going to get a reach-in foul, and that is going to go against South Harden. And that call is going to be on Jake Ball Vance.
His second first foul of the quarter.
And the second of the quarter, as Doug said.
Coach says, telling him, run some clock, take your time, guys, don't force it.
Sean Minahan down talking at the end of the bench to the great Brock Baiting, who has been such an inspirational guy for this team all season long since being injured at and having to be out since Christmas. Jack Baiting penetrates down the left side. Shot blocked from behind. The rebound taken out of there by Dolash. Off now.
Now you know he's going to take Teddy to the hole.
Kick pass back up top to Cable. Cable with it. Calls for a screen. Dolash to come out and set it. They'll roll him down the right side. Penetrates in. Gets to the corner. Three on the way up. No good that time for Ballvance. And Jack Baiting pulls down his sixth rebound. Doug, I've got Jack with six, Tanner with seven, Dillon with five, and Clare with 12. Team effort on the board.
They've really done a nice job on the glass tonight.
And the Knights going to use some clock as we expected, Doug.
They are a man-to-man now.
Man-to-man, yep. But they're not putting a lot of pressure. Larson and Letton Schoen just dribbled the ball out by the 10-foot line. They've got to come out and put some pressure. Schoen now looks to attack, and he's going to drive in. He's going to draw some contact from Larson. And that's the reason why. They have to do it, because otherwise Kemper can run the shot clock out every time.
Absolutely.
So they have a really hard time stopping Dylan Schoen trying to get to the hole.
Yeah, we're up 16 now. Schoen at the line, hopefully going to make it 18.
Schoen, 2 of 3 at the line tonight. Free throw on the way is up, no good.
He has had some free throws where he's really missed them short. It's just like he tenses up a little bit. He's so smooth around the basket. Just had a phenomenal night tonight with 27 points.
Second free throw coming up here for Schoen. It's on the way up and good. 59 now, 42 in favor of Kemper. Cable will bring it up.
Keep playing that tough defense, but we got to keep our hands in front of Jake Valdez.
Work it now down to Larson, back over to Cable. His three on the way up and good. So Cable hasn't shot it much tonight. That might be his first shot, but he knocks it down at 59-45.
Yeah, their three-point percentage is fairly low for the year, under 30%, but they've hit a couple tonight.
Schoen again, defended by Larson. Larson now comes out to defend. He'll attack, leaves it off for Claire. Claire bobbled it, gathers it back in, goes up in the rim and lays it up and in.
Again, another assist to Dylan Claire. He got 7 on the game.
Shot up by Ball Vance. That one up and good. And here comes the three-point barrage. He's got his third.
Down to 13, and Tanner Bating says, what do I got to do? I had my hand on him.
61-48, Jack Bating down on the other end, gets to the rim off the left side.
Yeah, Jack was looking for somebody to pick him up, and nobody came.
And now a layup on the other end by Peterson, or Benson, excuse me. And neither team playing much defense over that last minute.
Coach Benahan's very upset.
We've got a timeout on the floor. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Kemper with the lead. They've got the basketball. 3:07 to go. Boyden Hall beats Galen Catholic 55-41. Jack Bating up the left side, so they'll get the winner of that Kuhn-Ottoman game, which right now looks like it'll be Kuhn. That'll be Saturday night. We'll have the broadcast for everybody. 93-7 K. Carroll. Kemper advancing here. We'll have it on kick. Ryan Clare to the rim. Perkins with the assist.
Great recognition by Clare. He saw the opening, took it.
And a big bucket for Ryan Clare, who's been much more offensive here in the second half. He's got 14 at 4 at the halftime.
Guard that three-point line because that's what they're coming after us with.
Cable drives in, looks for Dolash up top now. Ball Vance's three on the way up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Tanner Bating, his eighth of the ball game.
Really good defensive possession for Kemper.
Dylan Cho picks up the dribble, lob pass, long one, finds Tanner Bating on the right side. Tanner's going to drive in on the baseline, kicks it back out to Cho, left side, top of the key, drives in. Tough runner, kind of was wanting to pass.
Tanner Bating
there, but
took
Tanner
it away.
Bating comes up with his ninth rebound. Off now to Jack Bating, over to Claire. Claire, nice, behind the pass. Magic Johnson, pass there inside, gets it inside. Shot up by Schoen, no good. Ryan Claire, another rebound. And it's getting very physical inside as he's going to be fouled on the play.
Claire with 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've got him 13 rebounds.
13?
Yep, that's what I've got him with.
Two offensive?
I don't keep separate offensive and defense. I just have total rebounds. Claire at the line, 0 for 2 tonight, 62% on the season.
Clock under 2 minutes now.
Free throw on the way up, no good. And he does. I know he's got more than just two. I can, off the top of my head, I know he's pulled more down to more than two. Dolash going to check out of the ballgame. And they will bring in now Adrian Balderas. Second free throw coming up here for Ryan Clare. Minute 57, Knights up 65-50. Each team, well, Kemper with three timeouts, left South Harden just one. Free throw on the way up is good.
See, Ryan did away with his around-the-back thing that he was doing. Wasn't working anymore.
66-50. Diving in is Benson. Tough shot in traffic. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. The last touch by Kemper. It'll be Tigers basketball.
Good effort by Kemper. They had three guys on the glass just fighting over it a little bit.
Kemper just two team fouls. And they get some fouls to give if they need to here late. Jack Mating almost comes up with a steal. It's going to be out of bounds off of him, though. He tried to tip it off of Ball Vance, but just missed his arm. Balderas will inbound, gets it over now to Benson. Benson looking to drive against Clare, spins in the lane, little fadeaway jumper up and good.
He's a nice, strong player.
Yes, he is. He has got 21 here tonight. Knights up by 14 with just a minute and a half to go. Tanner Mating to Clare for the dunk. Tanner Mating picked a pass up, a wide open shot to get the dunk.
Great ball game here for Tanner Mating tonight.
68, now 52, and now Jack Mating coming up with the rebound down on the other end. Mating will slip between a couple of defenders. Over to Schoen. Schoen going to drive in. Layup's up in good.
Just to Tanner, Jack Mating, and this one's pretty much over now.
Yep, and now Jack Mating with another steal, his fifth of the ballgame. And the crowd for South Harden kind of sensing this one is over, and now we get a bucket up and good for Kemper.
Yeah, under a minute left. Kemper up now, their biggest lead of 20, and they've survived.
Tanner Mating with that bucket here a moment ago. Dylan Schoen coming up with it for Kemper. And they're pretty much able to run this one out. Going to win it by 20 here tonight, Doug, but this doesn't feel like until late it was a 20-point game.
Well, it was a strong effort all the way through for South Harden, a bunch of really competitive kids. And hats off to the Kemper Knights, you know, down another player, but what do? They just dig a little bit deeper. I thought Tanner Mating played an excellent ball game tonight. Didn't have a lot of points, but did what he needed to do on defense.
Ryan Clare goes up and misses the dunk. Rebound over to Benson. Cable with it. Nice pump fake by Ball Vance. His three is no good. The offensive rebound to Larson. 8 seconds left. He's going to be fouled. Pounds the basket. As Kemper's kind of relaxed as they could. Up 20 with about 10 seconds to go. But South Harden continues to play hard. Knights will take on, it looks like, Roland Story. But we haven't gotten a final on that one yet. We'll get that one passed along to you as soon as we can. Free throw is up in no good. Tip in up in good that time for Benson. And is going to do it. The Kemper Knights going to win it here tonight by a final of 72-56. Our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brand. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on a kick 106.7. Jop Langman joined right now by one of the stars of the night for the Kemper Knights, Dylan Schoen. And Dylan, you came into this one knowing that you guys were missing Griffin tonight and everybody was going to have to up their game a little bit. You kind of slid into that helping with the point guard role tonight, and what a ball game you had tonight. You finished with 30, 23 of those coming in the first half. It was kind of almost like you said, guys, get on my back. Let's go for a ride.
Yeah, this is a good game. It was fun. We knew without Griff, everyone was going to have to step up. Everyone off the bench, even the starters, everyone is going to have to step up because he's just such a great ball player.
How were you able to get to the rim, and what were you seeing that allowed you to attack them at the basket as much as you did in the first half from the perimeter?
They were just really, up on the three ball. So just dribble drive was wide open, and it was either a dump down to Nash or Ryan. Or in that second quarter, they started just sealing off that backside, and it was just a one-on-one at the rim, just got to finish it.
When you're penetrating, what are you seeing that helps you determine, you know, whether or not you're going to pass? I played point guard in high school, so for me, I know what I'm thinking, but I like to know what you're thinking when you see the play develop like that.
Well, when I'm driving, if Ryan usually sits down under the hoop, so if his guy comes at me, it's either a kick to him, or if the side from the corner comes on me, then it's a kick out for a three, or if it's just one-on-one, then it's a layup.
What adjustments did they make against you in the second half? Because it looked like they were really trying to not let you go off for 40 or 50 there in the second half.
I'd say they had a lot more ball pressure. I know they switched number two on me. He's a better defender, obviously, and just take away the dribble drive. And then once I got taken out the game, Jack started hitting threes. Teddy hit a couple threes. Ryan started finishing down low, and it was just good from there.
We'll start with the play that started the game, the steal that turned into the layup. Take me through how that one developed for you.
He looked right at the guy he was going to pass to, jumped the lane, and after that I knew it was going to be a good game.
Late third, they pull within eight. You guys go on a 5-0 or 7-0 run to get it back to 15. You talked about Teddy hit a three in that stretch. What led to that run, and how much energy did that give you guys going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they came out and hit a couple threes at the end of the third, and we knew this didn't want to be our last game. We knew we had to give it our all, and we went on that run, and it was just, once we were up, and it was over.
How'd you guys try to adjust defensively tonight? The Benson kid really wanted to get into the lane, had a nice little crossover. When he started to the right, he would come back to the left. But they really wanted to get inside and then either shoot in or kick out. How did you guys adjust to that as the game went
on? Yeah, we knew scouting all week. They ran that same play where he'd give it at the elbow, dribble drive right to the middle. We just had to stay in front of him and make him kick it out. And once he kicked it out, they got one good shooter, two good shooters, and if we didn't let them shoot, we'd be fine as long as they just didn't get down low on us.
Do you feel like you defended their perimeter guys pretty well?
Yeah, our perimeter defense was good. We got a little more to work on the interior, but it was good.
Well, I tell you what, great job. We don't know yet. Maybe Mason's got a final if Roland Story has picked up the win yet. Roland Story was up. They won by three. So you get them coming up Saturday night.
Yep.
The way it sounds over in Jefferson. What do you think of that matchup real quick?
I know they play a 2-3 zone, which the last four or five games we went against the zone, so we'll be good.
I tell you what, good to see you, man. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Dylan Schoen joining us. We've got head coach Sean Minahan making his way into the postgame area. And coach, we'll get some thoughts from you. We felt like you guys needed to get a good start here tonight with Griffin not on the floor, and you guys do that. You get out 13-3. You knew they weren't going to go away, but how important to you was that start to the game tonight?
It's huge. The couple things we highlighted was like the playing inside out. We want to score inside. We knew they'd mix up their defenses. And Dylan was so good and so athletic attacking. He makes such good decisions. Still not shooting the ball from the outside the way we're capable of. But you can live with that when you're able to attack and get to the rim. Keep working, keep trusting. As long as we're not forcing too many threes, that helps.
Did you feel like you did that tonight, or
at
did you think
times,
they were taking them in rhythm?
For the most, I thought most of our shots that we took were pretty good ones.
Right.
There's a couple that I'm like, I think we could have been more patient and found it. But for the most part, they were inside out. They're like in and out, and
right.
They were close. So it's one of those things you don't want to take away their confidence. But understanding what has got us the lead is the thing we would keep reminding them in some of those timeouts. They'd make runs. The only thing I didn't like, our transition defense was sloppy in the second half.
Yep.
Other than that, I thought our defensive effort was really, really good. 55 is a super athletic kid. He was a tough matchup for us. When he got downhill, that's tough. But our guys really worked and competed. You get the win and you move on. That's the most important thing.
I thought you guys did a nice job kind of team rebounding tonight. I'll have to look at my stats here, but I think I had Tanner Bating was at 9, Ryan Clare 13, Jack Bating was 7, and then Dylan with 6. And those are all unofficial numbers, of course. But really good job for those four guys. And then everybody else, even if they didn't get the rebound, sometimes it was guys going in there and keeping the ball alive for them guys to eventually come up with it.
Yeah, it's competing, and sometimes – some of those threes we took, we were able to,
Yep.
keep the ball alive on rebounds, so that helps. So it's not a mystery. It isn't the end of the world as long as we're crashing the glass and looking for second opportunities. Just keep trusting and keep working.
Talk to Dylan about the Benson kid and him getting into the lane and then him looking to kick. He felt like you guys defended their shooters pretty well. How did you feel?
Yeah, I thought our guys executed our game plan really well, minus the number 3 hit a couple threes late. Number 20... he only had 3 made threes on the year,
right.
So him hitting the 3, we can live with that.
Yep.
And trying to figure out exactly with the way their numbers being kind of screwy was, we couldn't get their shots exactly right, but from our understanding was he hadn't attempted a 3 away from home yet.
Right.
So we can live with him shooting that one, and
yep.
It went in. It wasn't pretty, but it went in. It counted. Our guys just make sure to respond. I'd like to see us shoot the ball better at the free throw line. Get to the free throw line a few more times would have been nice too.
For you guys now, Roland Story, I think it was, 3 years ago or so, maybe you saw them down in Des Moines.
Yep.
How different are they now than what they were then? Then they were really big, had a lot of physical football guys that played basketball and had some basketball abilities. What's that team look like that you'll see on Saturday?
They're going to play 2-3. They're going to play 2-3.
Yep.
Especially with Griffin out, we just
right.
need to make sure we're focused and ready to go for tonight. Garner played them close, so I didn't
yep.
want to assume too much. We just need to make sure we learn. Hopefully, we learned. All of us learned our lesson about trying to look ahead to the next game too early, and appreciating each game we get the opportunity. So, I think they have a couple guys with some decent size. I know they want to play 2-3. they're really good at their 2-3. You know, it's one thing to play 2-3. It's another thing to be good at it. They're good at it. They got a couple of guys with, I think, size. I'm not sure. Just looking at their roster.
Right.
They have a couple guys with size. You know, that team that we saw down in the state tournament, they had one of the state's top scorers. I can't remember what his name was, but he, you know, averaged like 25 a game. He was good. And then they had a big 6'5 football post player that who absolutely killed us on the glass. I think he had 18 rebounds that game. So, you know, we have the thought we should, for the most part, with you know, with Ryan, Rick Nash, if needed. Tanner's does a great job of competing in rebound. Dylan's can be a really good rebounder. If we can get Griffin really healthy, that would help.
Coach, I hate to bring this one up, but you kind of mentioned it here a little bit ago, kind of the not looking past anybody. Lessons learned from last year? Is that what you're talking about with
I hope so. Yeah, hopefully we've learned our lesson and about, going into a game and assuming we've won ahead of time. Our guys, it's not in there anymore. The Tanner has painted a locker room, but for most of the year, one of our guys printed out like just the final score. And they had that hung in our locker room just as a reminder, you know, we got to take every game and make sure we're playing to the best of our ability.
Unfinished business.
That's right.
Tell you what, congrats on
the win
tonight. We'll see you Saturday, it sounds like, in Jefferson.
Jefferson is, I think that's the plan.
All right, perfect. Head coach Sean Minahan. We'll get Doug Waniger back on the headsets here and get some thoughts to him. We'll name our Culver's player of the game as our Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on. And Doug, some thoughts on you here in the game.
Well, just before I talk about the game itself, just reminding how sports goes by in life, and I'm looking, you know, we didn't talk about it, but the starting lineup for them was all seniors, I think. And seeing those guys, they're down here taking pictures that last game of their career, a few tears being shed and stuff, so just how much fun sports is. Now back to the game, Kemper did everything that they had to do, you know. The other team made a late run there. South Harden made a late run there. I think they got it down to 10, maybe.
Got it
eight?
Down to 10, actually 8 late in the third quarter, 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yep. And then Kemper just responded again. They were not going to be denied. They put their heads down and just did all the things they needed to do. But I thought it was a super, super effort by a lot of kids tonight on that Kemper team, especially that starting five. Everybody did their job. Really great night, of course, for Dylan Schoen. Big night for Jack. Big night for Ryan Clare. But Tanner Bating, bunch of rebounds, a lot of good defense, and then, of course, Teddy Perkins understanding his role on the floor as well.
Let's take a look at our unofficial numbers here tonight for South Harden. Preston Dolash with a 9, Adrian Valderas with a 2, Clayton Cable with 3, Jacob Balvance with 13, Owen Larson 6, and Sam Benson 23. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line. For Kemper, Dylan Schoen unofficially 30 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and a steal. It was Jack Bating with 14.7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 steals. Teddy Perkins finishes up with 3 points, maybe 3 of the biggest points in the game. Also a rebound and 3 assists. Ryan Clare, 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 assists. It was Jordan Tryon with 3 points. Also tonight, Tanner Bating, 5 points to go with that, 9 rebounds and 2 assists. Nash Leonard with a rebound. The Knights go 4 of 9 from the free throw line. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game. I think anybody that's been listening probably knows who we're going with Dylan Schoen tonight. If he doesn't have that first half that he has, Kemper may be trailing at the halftime.
He was just phenomenal. Not only did he have 30 points, how many assists did we have him for? 7 or 8, you know?
Yes. So
he was in on a lot of the buckets for Kemper, over half their points, as they ended up with 72 for the game. But an outstanding night for Dylan Schoen, picking up for his classmate, Glenn, that's out. And he picked up the slack and dumps in 30.
Let's take a look at some other finals here tonight. Boyden Hall over Galen Catholic, 55-41. Coon Rapids Baird knocks off Audubon, 74-48. So it'll be Coon Rapids Baird, Boyden Hall, and the Class 1A substate final up in Sioux City. Nick Brinks will have that broadcast for you on Saturday on 93.7 KKRL. Kemper, of course, playing Roland Story. Roland Story defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight, 55-52. So that game going to be in Jefferson coming up on Saturday night. Doug and I will have that broadcast on Kick 106.7. And Riverside upends Bedford tonight, 55-42. So a team out of the WIC advancing into a substate or a substate final coming up Saturday night as well. Our final again here tonight, it was Kemper defeating South Harden by a final of 72-56. For Doug Waniger, this is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to basketball coverage here tonight on Kick 106.7. Have a great night, everybody.